Welcome to the Lingerie Lowdown podcast, where we ignite your passion for lingerie and empower you to feel fabulous. Are you ready to be inspired, delighted, and informed? Well, you've come to the right place. We believe that style has no boundaries. Age, gender, body shape, size, or ethnicity. Everyone deserves to look good and feel great. Get ready for a whirlwind of informative chats about lingerie and the brands we love. You can also find us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, and Twitter, or come join our website.
Hi guys, I'm Zoe Page and I'm super excited to be diving back into the unforgettable moments at the Montreal Fetish Weekend back in September. Can you believe it's been that long? Time flies. But the memories, oh, they're as vivid as ever. Today on A Kinky World with Zoe Page, I've cooked up something special for you. Picture this, a montage of intriguing interviews with some fascinating folks I met at the Fetish Weekend. I had a blast catching up with the talented photographer Raz, who rocked a latex skull mask and looked absolutely sensational. Then I had a separate heart-to-heart with the delightful fetish couple Sybil and Fat Raccoon. But first, let's kick things off with an inspiring conversation with Paralaxis, a true gem in our community. Their Instagram, pure art, my friends. So buckle up and get ready to peel back the layers of latex. Trust me, you won't want to miss this peek into the incredible minds behind the masks. Stay tuned and enjoy the ride.
Hi guys, and welcome to the first sort of interview at Montreal Fetish Weekend. And this is a Lingerie Lowdown, the media studio where we have private interviews with absolutely stunning individuals. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Paralaxis, and I'm a sexy little nun.
Yes, you are. You look absolutely absolutely stunning. As soon as I saw you, I was just like, oh, I would love to interview. Yes. So the process for all of this, would you like to take us through it?
Sure. Okay. So I start with a basic diet of alcohol when I wake up. Very simple. But after that, all that you see here, this is an illusion. There, none of this is real. If you couldn't tell. So this is, yes, I know. Shh, don't tell the church. So basically how I do a lot of this stuff is I do all the padding and all the corsetry underneath all this stuff. So
wow.
All of this is just the prosthetics, and then kind of do a little turnaround. You can see I'm quite thick, quite exaggerated proportion wise, but I like that kind of look. So I really just kind of focus on making sure that the silhouette is correct before I continue on. But really a lot of it is just perseverance. I'm corseted under here, I'm wearing the shoes. The process mostly goes padding, then I throw on all this gear, and then I usually do my face. It's the easiest way for me to do it, so.
I saw your stuff on Instagram.
Oh, that's so
You look absolutely stunning. Your work, I'm like, is that real or is that AI? I mean, it is incredible. Where does the passion come from?
So I just love like all these exaggerated looks. I grew up like watching like a lot of horror films, and I love like these crazy things they would do with that. So my fashion really takes inspiration from like the very like avant-garde style. Like I love like H.R. Giger, like Alien, like just really strange stuff.
Yeah.
So a lot of the proportionizing comes from that. I love the way that like artists will draw very exaggerated women, you know, kind of like that cartoonish fictional look. And that's what I try to achieve with a lot of my work.
Yes.
I try to like make that sort of dream silhouette come to life. That's a lot of where the passion comes
You've
from.
You've done it incredibly well. You should be super, super, super proud of yourself.
Thank you.
And inspirations, like, do you have a favorite artist?
I have a lot of, I guess, inspirations that I take from. Again, I love just classic fetish like John Willie. Like
yeah.
A lot of my fetish stuff comes from like that traditional like 60s, 50s aesthetic. But I'm inspired by a lot of like artists who just make stuff nowadays, honestly. I'm such an amalgamation of everything.
Vintage rotation.
Yeah, like I like to do it all. Like I'm not really defined by just like one style. I like to kind of just go through everything. But I always have my signature stamp on any look that I wear. That's kind of my number one thing is my style has to shine through what I do.
It certainly does, massively so. Do you ever dress as this persona in real life, or is it just...
Occasionally, yeah. I do some stuff outside of my normal life. I've done just like some stuff in public just because I want to see, like, you can even see I'm getting some reactions from the window here.
This is guys!
Great. Hi. So I do it because, like, I like to see what people think, because I think that fashion really is... kind of what people react to when it comes to clothing, pushing boundaries. So sometimes it's just seeing something strange or interesting and then going, well, what is that? Why does that exist? And that's a lot of, like, I guess my inspiration to get up and do what I do, even when I'm not, like, at an event like this. Because I dress like this, like, most, like, every week if I can.
Good, brilliant. Is this your first time at the...
No, it's my second time, actually. Second time. I had a blast last year. First year I went, I was a model for the designer, Phoenix Latex.
Yep.
I had a wonderful time. I actually had all of my stuff stolen when I was in Chinatown. I had a wonderful time regardless of that.
That's good.
Yeah, I didn't let it bother me.
Did you find when that kind of stuff happens, like, you could turn to the community itself and they all rally around?
Everyone was so sweet when I told them about everything. I also had a wonderful person who helped me all the time. I actually went down to the Montreal Police Department in Catwoman from the Michelle Pfeiffer version. And I wrote out the police report in a latex cat suit.
Wow. Oh my God. Fantastic. Yeah. Did you get any funny
stares? Oh, the ladies were like,
Fab. Fantastic. I do find, like, in general, people aren't bothered. My experience when I've gone outside dressed up in full latex or in a full costume, people are more fascinated.
Yeah. It's like, they're just so intrigued by it.
Yeah. And I mean, as long as you're nice to them, they're nice back because of curiosity.
Yeah.
I don't find people at all intrusive or catcalling or calling you bad names or anything like that.
Yeah, very rarely do I ever have like a bad experience, honestly. Same. I'm very positive with all the experiences I have with people when I'm out.
Yeah, it's the same. It's just like, for me, going out and an experience in the public views as well and how everyone sees you, because they need to see this. They need to see how amazing this is.
I think people always need to see this.
Absolutely. What is your most go-to lingerie must-haves for your...
Lingerie must-haves. Well, I'm a sucker for gloves and stockings. I love like a long glove, a long stocking or a heel, and then just having fun with it in the middle, like something strappy in the middle, maybe something with like hooks or attachments. I like to just kind of have the middle section be like freeform jazz, but I always go back to the classic, like long gloves, long stockings. I think that's just a classically like good look.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. You just look absolutely amazing. And the fact that you're corseted underneath that as well, you must be on fire.
I do so much corsetry, so this is actually very comfortable for me.
Oh, good. And how long would you say you could stay in a corset dressed up like this?
I think usually I last between like 5-6 hours usually.
And then
for some of like the more like lesser looks, like something like this, I'll probably be like maybe 2-3 depending, because I'll need like a little bit of breaks. But yeah, usually like a full cat suit's like 6-5 hours, like that's what I shoot at.
Yes. Yeah. Do you love the attention you get when you dress?
I am just so fascinated by attention, because personally, for me, I'm not like an exhibitionist person. I'm very down to earth as a human being. So I'm just more fascinated as almost like a scientist. I feel like Jane Goodall among the, I mean, I'm getting these like reactions and like things from people. And I'm not like a person who like lets it go to their head. I have very little ego with me. So I just love to see what people have to say when people are like really into my work.
Yes.
I just am so grateful that people even know who I am, honestly.
Yeah, it's amazing. Your Instagram, go back to your Instagram, because it's just incredible. But you do stand out 100%. And the fact that when people come to you, they want to take pictures with you because your art, your work is art. You are a piece of art.
Thank you. No, I do think of it that way. A lot of the stuff really is just trying to get that very statuesque art like image. So I'm glad that it just reads for everybody. And that's, as an artist, just seeing your intent be seen by people is the most important thing for me.
And how would you say you keep yourself safe safe in the scene as well? Because,
well, you know, I obviously I pair off with friends. Like I have at least, you know, 4 friends at least at any event that I go to. So I always have a go-to person in case something should happen.
Yeah.
But I'm a very capable person myself. So if someone messes with me, watch out.
Yeah, absolutely. So what advice would you give to anybody new coming into this kind of artistry? How would you get them to open themselves up?
I would say a lot of it's going to take time. You have to develop a style that means something to you. Don't just copy someone else's style. Find what works for you, whether that be, you know, you take inspiration from one thing, or maybe you do a specific type of like only hoods and cat suits. But you have to find what works for you and the thing that, like, for me, again, it's exaggerated silhouettes. It's very like fantastical kind of stuff, and that's what I like, but that might not be for everybody.
No.
So you have to find the thing that really resonates with you and really hone the craft, spend time, get some honest feedback from people in the community, just workshop it. That's for me, that's how I really learn from people.
Yeah, like when I do dress up myself, it starts off small. Mm-hmm. And perfecting that little bit, whether it's just overlining your lips a little bit.
Yeah, even just the makeup techniques. Like this, doing the eye makeup I've done, it's been years in the process of how I draw the shapes, how I do specific ways, if I cut the corners a specific way, how I line the lips. It's all a process, and you just get better with time. It's an iterative thing, and you just have to practice it. That's it.
Been fantastic. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
I'm aware that I don't want to take too much of your time because obviously you want to go out and party with everybody else. And our next interviewers are coming right over. But thank you so much. You are absolutely stunning and beautiful. And I feel absolutely privileged just being able to talk to you and meet you in person.
Thank you, dear. Oh, wonderful.
You. But yes, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Montreal for the weekend and have fun.
I will.
Thanks, guys, for watching, and we'll see you next time. Hi, guys, and welcome to Laundry Lowdown. We are doing the Montreal Fetish Weekend edition, where we get to talk to the guests here and have their side of the story and found out all about them and their individual wants, needs and desires. And today we are joined by the lovely, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Sibel.
Sibel. That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Where did that come from?
Hippie parents in the 60s.
Oh my God, even better.
Yeah.
So much better. Yeah. We were just talking earlier and the restaurant and you were telling me an experience that you had and I was like, you must come and talk to us because I think as a woman, we've been through exactly similar situations where things don't go right when it comes to lingerie.
This is true. This is true. So I actually have the offending bag.
I brought it with me.
I had no choice. It's got all my stuff in it. So I got this off of Amazon and, you know, it's Amazon. It's not like the end of the world. But I was so disappointed to find out that
the idea of a handbag to many people be like, it means nothing. But to us girls, it means everything because everything that is hidden in there is our life.
That's right. And it's got like a very weird assortment of things in here, which I probably shouldn't go through right now because...
No, you can keep that private. Not unless you want to.
No. It's
hand
it's
rubbish, first thing that you pick out.
Well, it's like, you know, my bunion... No.
Definitely don't have to.
It's the pointy boots, you know.
Oh, it is.
That's another thing.
They are fantastic boots as well. I love them. And you're very, very sparkly.
Yes, these are actually a purchase that I'm incredibly proud of and exceeded my expectations.
Where did you get them?
Also on Amazon. And the cool thing is it's like got built-in garter.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it's fabulous.
I got
2 pairs. The other one is all sparkles. I'm going to wear that, I think, on Sunday.
It looks fantastic. And Amazon is hit and miss when it comes to lingerie.
It is. It is.
And when you find that one piece, oh my goodness.
Yep.
You cannot believe. And I do believe I have reviewed some of the girls that I know and presenters have reviewed exactly these things. And they are absolutely super cheap.
Yep. Super cheap.
But
super
they
cheap.
Work. On everyone.
Yep. Sometimes they do. And then sometimes it's size fits most means you have to be between 0 and a 2. But, you know, it's, I guess, you know, at the end of the day, my local donation box gets a lot of weird leftovers that just don't work, because sending it back to Amazon, what's the point?
No.
Yeah, it's just going to be landfill.
You recycle it.
Exactly.
So like, give it to someone. That's wonderful.
Some person who needs, you know, some good kink, some surprise.
When you're that girl trying to find something in the sort of like a cherry store or thrift store, and you pick up the garment and you're like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Somebody actually gets me.
Yeah.
That's exactly
I love that. And you can pass on that joy through that.
Exactly.
What would you say is your like must have go-to lingerie piece that you feel confident and sexy in?
Oh, I need to have really great footwear, like boots and stockings will do it. And I have been on Ozempic for weight loss for about 5 months now, and I've lost 35 pounds, and I find what I can finally start wearing again are corsets and cinchers without feeling like, you know, I'm just like this cube of, Pillsbury dough. Yeah, so it's...
For us girlies, going through that roller coaster of a ride, feel your pain, because it's like there's nothing worse than going through a diet and not having it work, and then as soon as you stop, you put all that hard work back on again.
So. Exactly. So the weight will stay off, because basically it kills you from wanting to eat, but that's okay. I can now wear really cool lingerie again. Yes. And that's what matters more than anything else these days, I think.
Well, to me, you look absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
I saw you at the restaurant and I was like, oh, because sometimes I'm quite shy. So going up to people and being like, hello, and you can't always do that, because at the end of the day, we're all strangers.
Yes, yes.
But I find here at the Montreal Fetish Weekend, the minute you do that, it's an instant hello.
Yep.
Everyone's so kind.
Exactly. And what I find, because this is my first time here.
It is?
Yep. Oops. Yeah, it is. It is.
Fantastic.
And I mean, my husband and I, who you'll be meeting soon, he's been wanting to come for years. And we've just never been able to figure out. And then I guess when we got the message April 1st that tickets were open, it's like, can we please go? I'm like, yeah, we could do that. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Oh my God, it's been so fabulous so far.
It's only been 2 days as well.
Yeah, and I mean, today has just been the first day of the whole experience for me. But it's in a great hotel. The venue is fabulous. It's close to all these fabulous restaurants and St. Catherine's Boulevard and Old City and all of that. And it's just, the people are so accepting. And I live in Toronto, and Toronto, we're not that accepting, regardless of how... you know, how out there we want to be. There are certain pockets of people, obviously, but they're very mean-spirited these days, I find.
No.
But here, it's like people are gracious and they're accepting, and it's cool.
It's a very fetish-friendly city,
I think. It is. It really, really
is. This is like my second time to the weekend itself, and the first time I just had an absolute blast.
Yeah.
You could just get lost in a wave of people, a wave of emotions, and you're talking to people that you would never, ever talk to or experience. And I think that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Connection, friendship, and literally a kink family.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So would you say you have a kink yourself?
Oh, I have a couple.
Oh,
yeah.
Would you like to share?
Well, I have, you may not be able to put it on camera, but when I do this.
Oh.
Hello? Yes. So I have complete control over my partner this way.
I love that. So when you press that button,
it sets off an electric shock on a collar that's wrapped around his scrotum.
Nice.
And he wears a cage, so it's a full on chastity.
Wow.
I've had him in the cage now for 14 months.
14 months?
I wouldn't even let him out on his birthday.
Oh, you're so wicked.
I am.
You're beautifully wicked.
I am.
Love that.
I am. It's like,
so you're a dom.
Totally. But it's a kind of like a closet quiet dom, because, you know, it's only when I get out in the environment and I feel so inspired.
Yes.
And it's great just being able to explore that side of me, because, you know, normally I'm just as quiet. Well, not that quiet. Okay, I lied. me quiet. No, I can't even think that. I work for a bank, and it's, you know, lovely people and everything, but
we all have
our day jobs.
Yeah.
And then we find out sometimes very fortuitously that some of the people we work with also have their night jobs, which is like getting together and hanging out.
Yeah. And it's a shame sometimes it's still like a little bit of a taboo with it all. But I find that when we all get together and we're all talking, we're all having fun.
Yeah.
You can't.
Exactly.
You just get lost in each other.
Totally.
It's brilliant. Totally. Yep. I love it. I love the Saturn.
Oh, thank you.
Is it a kimono dragon?
It's, yeah.
Komodo dragon?
Yeah.
Did I just say kimono dragon?
Yes. Yes, you did. This is another Amazon purchase.
I love Amazon.
I feel like Jeff Bezos should be giving me payoff for this.
To be honest, if you love Amazon and there's a lot of fun things on there, then it doesn't really matter.
Well, it's not even that. It's just at the end of the day, I'm lazy. And I don't like public transit anymore. And I don't like, you know, that's one thing that COVID taught me. It's not a bad thing sometimes to shop online.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Because then I can save my energy for the fun things.
Yeah, like this weekend.
Exactly.
Fantastic. I absolutely want to say thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so happy.
For coming and saying hi. And I hope you enjoy. I'm aware that I don't want to take too much of your
time. It's okay. It's totally cool.
But enjoy the rest of your weekend. And thank you guys for watching. And we'll see you next
time.
Bye.
Thank you.
Enjoying the podcast today? Before we continue, have you been searching for the perfect lingerie, hosiery, or more? Look no further. Lingerie Lowdown is your impartial consumer champion with over 8 years of experience in reviewing these intimate essentials. We've got you covered, or should we say uncovered, with over 10,000 full-length video reviews from over 750 brands. You'll find honest insights and discover hidden gems. Use promo code DIGEST10 when you join our website to get a 10% discount on your membership at www.lingerielowdown.com/join. Let's get inspired together. Now, back to today's podcast.
Hi, guys, and welcome to Laundry Lowdown, the Montreal Fetish Weekend edition. And today, or this evening even, I'm joined with...
Fat Raccoon.
I love that name. You're also on Instagram as well, isn't it?
I am.
And that's your Instagram.
Fat Raccoon.
Fat Raccoon. I love, love, love your outfits. You've got the beautiful mask.
Yes.
You've got a lovely, 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 lovely little rubber tail here. And some very, very sexy hot pants as well.
Oh, thank you. Boing.
Boing. I love that. What decided for you to be the Fat Raccoon? Where does that inspiration come from?
Well, you know, I live in Raccoon City, Toronto. So raccoons are everywhere all the time. And I like raccoons.
You do?
Oh, yeah, I love raccoons.
Would you say that's your spirit animal?
Yeah, it's kind of my favorite critter. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's amazing. I love that. Where did that come from? Did that start from a young age, or is that just something you decided to be when you were much older?
When I was much older, yeah. I was always into night creatures. You know, I've got a bat tattoo.
Oh.
You know, I'm a recovered goth. No, I'm not.
But. Do you know what? I used to be a goth when I was like a teenager.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And secretly, I still am, but it's more on the inside. So all my music is still like very heavy metal.
Oh, right on.
And then, like, obviously, I've changed my appearance to suit myself how I am now.
Yes.
The flaming redhead.
Yay. Yes. Yeah, I got to dye my hair crazy colors over COVID because I wasn't going to the office, so it was great.
Oh, that's a perfect opportunity to do so
indeed,
as well.
Indeed,
why not?
Yeah.
So, latex.
Yes.
Is that your favorite material?
Yes, it is indeed.
It is indeed.
Oh, yes, I love latex. I discovered it when I was 14.
You did?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Well, my friend we're like 14, and he had these porno mags.
Oh.
You know, all these wide open beavers and things. And it's like, I'm flipping through, and it's like, eh, eh, eh. And I came across, it was like from Adam Age. You know that old magazine from the 70s that did latex stuff? And there was an article about it. It's like, there's this woman in like total, like covered latex and goggles and hood and everything. It's just like,
that must have been
it enchanted crazy. Me. It was magical. And the rest of the magazine I wasn't interested in, but that really set something in my mind.
Do you think, like, for like a boy your age at 14 discovering that in a magazine, compared to a boy now discovering it, whereas the internet is an explosion of like wonder where you can find anything, whereas the like the fantasies of it, like all, and the fascination of where can I find more of this, has disappeared?
Well, it's empowered people to find what they want easily as well. And it's created subcultures and communities that are dynamic and growing and evolving that couldn't have happened without that connection at the same time. So back then, when I was doing things, running fetish parties, we had an actual physical mailing list, you know, like stamps and envelopes and sending things out to people. It was before the internet.
Yeah.
So, you know, now the whole, you know, access to all the fetish world online is really opening a lot of people's minds to the possibilities and different ideas. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. So how long have you been kinky, would you say?
Probably since I had a sexual life. Yes.
So from a very young age.
Yes. I know where I was heading.
I love that. What is one of your latex must have pieces that you can't leave the home without?
Oh, geez. It's a thong.
A thong?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Wear it anywhere, discreet, you know.
You can put it underneath your clothes. So would you say you've gone into work wearing a latex thong with like normal attire?
I have.
Ah,
yes.
So naughty.
Yeah,
how did that feel? Life. Yeah.
Felt chill, you know? It's just like having a hug all day, but no one knew.
And it's kind of exactly. You're wearing something, sat there doing your everyday 9 to 5 with a latex thong on, and nobody absolutely knows at all. It's like That's your it. Little hidden secret.
It's a little luxury of life.
Oh, fab. Yeah. I love that so much. Did you ever like upgrade it a little bit and wear like a top underneath the shirt at some point? Did you get brave enough to experiment more?
No, not in
Just
my vanilla life.
No,
I had my parties for doing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, my own private life and friends. You know, I was in the goth scene, so we wore a lot of stuff just as part of stuff going out, right?
Do you feel lucky that you've managed to find a nice little community and a nice little spot that helps you help each other to open up and explore?
Yeah. Without that, I never would have been able to get this awesome tale.
No! Yes. That's incredible. I love this tale.
Yes.
It's so, so good. Now, what would you recommend to someone who's entering the scene for the first time and doesn't quite know? What would you say to them, or any advice you would give to them?
Don't be afraid. You'll find your own community, and there's people out there who will love you and accept you and think you're cool, and you just got to make that connection.
Yeah, and I think as big as this community is, it's as big as it is, it's quite small at the same time.
It is. You know, there's different, all kinds of different people at the event here tonight. Some people seem a bit more timid.
Yeah.
Like they really, really want to. They really, you can tell inside they just want to explode and do it all.
Yeah.
But they're just trying it out for the first time.
Yes.
And so you bet. Next year they'll come back and they'll have 5 more suitcases.
But it's not just that. There's like the shopping opportunities that you get to do here as well.
Yeah. You can do explore and see other people's ideas and concepts and beauty and rich creative things.
Yeah.
And, you know, that in itself is a creative spectacle, and it's its own artistic value in its own right.
It basically is. Where would you say your inspiration for a latex look comes from in general? Do you just go out and experiment and explore and find what works for you?
I've been attracted to just combining things because it's easier. I do have a full cat suit, which I'm not wearing today, but I will be soon.
Yes.
But I've got a nice hood that took a while to save up for, but it's worth it. So it's getting a few key things that you can mix and match with that make it easier to have a variety of things.
Yes. Yeah. Now, a latex hood is very specific to your unique head, so you have to get measured for that.
Oh, for sure.
You can go buy off the shelf.
I've had a number of hoods over the years.
Yeah.
Some I've ordered online. But yeah, the fit really does count. So if you don't know how to measure yourself, or you don't know where you're measuring, and you know, you really have to make it fit, because, like, you know, we all have different size jaws and different size craniums. And I had one hood, it was just pulling my jaw back all the time.
Oh, no.
And I just couldn't wear it. It was just giving me muscle cramps in my jaws after a while.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it really does count. It's really important that you do measure yourself properly.
And I find when I've had off-the-shelf latex versus measured, made to measure.
Yeah.
Oh, the results are just completely phenomenal.
Made to measure is the way to go. you know, I don't have a standard body and not a lot of people do. So, you know, if you're going to invest in something that's really form-fitting, like a cat suit or something like that, or a hood,
yeah,
it's something very dynamic. And I've seen so many amazing hoods out there that I'd love to have, but yeah. I don't, but I will someday.
It's like in the shopping cart, isn't it? There's like wish list
items.
Yeah,
it's in my shopping list, yeah.
Yes.
I'm with you, yes.
So you're a submissive.
Yes.
How did you discover being, how did that come about? When did you know you were, is that something you knew instantly?
I knew it instantly, yeah. It's just the type of woman I was attracted to in life, and just went from there.
Did you, what age did you go to find your first dom experience?
I was experimenting with my girlfriend.
Oh, good. You had a girlfriend.
Yeah, when I was a teenager.
And you could explore that level. So that sounds great.
Yeah, it was safe and fun. Yeah. And, you know, it wasn't, you know, pressured or anything. It was just, like, playful and creative and just experimental and being weird and seeing what worked.
I think that's the best of all. That's the best thing you could ever have in a relationship, is just like experiment and have fun.
Yeah.
And as long as you're having fun, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I mean, you know, a lot of people have ideas about the ideal thing they want to do or happen.
It doesn't exist. That perfect.
No. It's like, you know, I've had some pretty serious gear and it's like, oh, this is wonderful. And it's like 10 minutes later, I'm not really comfortable. This thing's pinching me here. It's like, I want out now. But, you know.
Yeah. What would you say? Do you prefer rubber in general or leather straps and cuffs? Which is more comfortable?
I prefer rubber stuff. But a lot of it is not made well in terms of dimensions and the way it curves and sits and things like that. I think people who make leather do a much better job of making leather cuffs and gear like that than a lot of the stuff that's in rubber out there.
Yes, that little face. She's absolutely bemused.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Whilst we've been talking, there's a lot of people been walking by, and I think a few people took pictures as well.
Yeah.
Your outfit is just absolutely stunning.
It's
brought a lot of attention.
Yeah, so the tail I got done by Kink Engineering.
Oh, yes.
Our friends in Canada. You put it on these Libidex bulge shirts that are inflatable pouch in the front here.
Yes.
It totally
must have
together.
An inflatable pouch.
Indeed.
You must.
Inflatable stuff with latex is the ultimate combination,
it
I must say,
because
there's so many possibilities in contouring, shaping your body, and, you know, cosplay and, you know, just.
It is. I love cosplay.
Transformational power. Yes.
100% on board with transformation. I mean, the minute you slip into latex, I feel like fully transformed. It literally gives you a whole new body.
That's right. I don't feel as fat. It all holds together.
It's so true, but that's the power of latex, and that's how it makes you feel.
Yep.
You feel transformed, and all of a sudden you have this newfound confidence.
That's right.
And you just want to go out there and show the world.
And I fascinate children everywhere. Some strange reason, yes.
Yeah. I love it. You've been an absolute blast. Thank you so much for joining us and talking to us. And, well, as you can see, it's been so much fun here so far. And I can't wait to show you guys more. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you later. Hi, guys, and welcome to Laundry Lowdown, the media suite. Today I'm joined with...
All right,
oh, it's going to be a fun one, this, isn't
all
it?
All right. There you go.
We got it?
Yep.
Fab. So, this is not your first time here at the Montreal Fetish Weekend?
2018, first time.
2018?
Yeah, and I met you in 2018 with Lucy Pinky Slash.
Yes, yeah. Lucy. Oh, she wanted to come this time, but because she's got her doggy, it's a bigger responsibility.
Yeah.
So, primarily, are you a kinkster or just a photographer?
Primarily, I'm a lawyer. major hobby is photography.
Yep.
And kink is just fun.
Yeah. Did you say this latex outfit is for fun as well?
Yep.
It's just, do you like getting dressed up? Do you get like, would you
Halloween
say?
Halloween for adults.
Would you say you get turned on by it? Is it just literally purely for fun?
For fun.
For fun.
Yeah.
Purely for fun. And you do photography as well, and you're really good at the photography. I liked it because I remember we were in the club.
Yeah.
And you had me and Lucy
up against
it. Yes.
and she had the infamous nipple slip.
Yes, her nipples kept slipping out.
Yeah, oh. Because she used lube to get into the latex.
That's the problem, yeah. Yep. I think she was purposely lubed without even realizing it was done on purpose. But
Yeah. Good memories.
Yes. How long have you been a photographer?
I had literally started in 2018.
2018. Yeah, so did you come to the Montreal Fetish Weekend? Is that the first time you picked up a camera and started, or was you like...
The story is, my wife died in January 2016, and I inherited her old camera, so I bought myself a new digital camera. Took pictures of landscapes, family, friends, and I met a new person. We were engaged, and we were coming here in 2018. Excuse me.
You can breathe now. I won't keep you talking for long. I'm sorry.
But we broke up the weekend before. So we had our outfits, we had the room, we had the passes. So I just came down and I went out on the walk on 2018. And I had so much fun taking pictures of people in these amazing outfits.
Yeah.
And I went back to Toronto and said, I'm going to take this seriously. Started buying new camera lenses and learning how to focus properly.
Oh my God.
And came back in 2019, got a photographer's pass. And literally, Montreal Fetish Week got me into photography, working with people and this stuff.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's amazing. So I didn't even know that.
Well, no, we don't.
No, of course, we don't have a chance to talk. Yeah. We're so busy. This is why I love the media spheres, because I've known this gentleman since like 2019. Yeah. We've been on, like, we follow each other on social media. And I just think, having this opportunity to talk and have a sit down one-on-one and talk to people on a completely different level, because like when you're busy, I'm busy, and it's just like it's hard to have a personal conversation. So this is why I absolutely love doing this, because I get to know you a little bit more.
And
you're much more now, you're more than just a photographer. I don't see you as a photographer, do you know what I mean? You're just kind of, now I've got to know you a little bit and find out little stories about you.
And from my perspective, anytime I've reached out to you or so many of the people in the community for Mr. Delicious, have you ever bought latex from this company? Everybody is so happy to help.
Yeah.
And seeing people like you and being a hobby photographer where, you know, being able to have someone say, yes, feel free to take my picture. It's so special.
Yeah.
And it's just so remarkable. I've seen you, Lucy, never turn someone down. And it's just amazing. It's such a compliment to your personality. So, yeah.
It made me cry.
Nah.
You're so sweet and so lovely.
But I'm just speaking what I see about you. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's amazing. And that's what I like about coming here. Yeah. Everybody is so happy to have their picture taken. The main question is, well, what are you going to do with them? And as soon as I say, I've got a consent form, you can check a box that says, keep them private. They'll never go anywhere other than to you.
Ah, that's good. Yeah. So you do that.
And they are happy as can be to get pictures taken.
Yeah.
So, and people are having fun. So,
yeah, I love it. Yeah. Oh, you're amazing. I hope that we get our picture taken together. That would be the dream.
I would love to have this with you.
Yeah. So, we need to find someone.
Yeah.
Pin them down. Well, when you leave, if you find someone, just say someone that you trust, obviously, with your camera going, then pop back in, because it will literally won't take that long at all to do that.
Sounds good.
We can do that for you. Thank you so much
for coming
over and talking. I just got a little bit. I love that so much. Yes, I've done that many, many times.
When I've
been on set and lifted up. Yeah, that's latex for you. Yes.
Sit down and water squirts up. The joy of latex. So,
very much so. You're amazing.
Thank
you very much, and I'll see you around. Thanks for tuning in to A Kinky World with Zoe Page, part of Laundry Lowdown's podcast. Your support means the world to us.
Be sure to stay connected for more exciting episodes from me, where I explore the diverse perspectives within the world of kink and beyond. I'll be back soon with another engaging episode. But until then, stay curious, stay open-minded, and keep exploring the world of the fascinating world of kink.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Lingerie Lowdown podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the ride and are feeling inspired to embrace your unique style. Remember, we release new podcast episodes every Wednesday and Saturday. Don't miss out on the twice weekly excitement that awaits you. So until next time, keep expressing your confidence and celebrating your beauty. This has been the Lingerie Lowdown podcast, your ultimate source for style, passion, and empowerment from the world of intimates and more. You can find us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, and Twitter, or come join our website. Stay fabulous, and we'll catch you soon.